Terrific Tire Trends September 28, 2023. The wheel has never had to be reinvented, but tires are a totally different story. We take a look at the latest developments within this sector. First up is Continental's drive to step up its activities towards a circular economy. Recently, the tire manufacturer added recovered carbon black, RCB, to its newly produced super elastic solid tires at its tire plant in Korbach, Germany, thus reducing the fossil raw materials used and carbon dioxide, CO, emissions. The RCB is supplied by Pyrum Innovations, one of Continental's partner companies. Pyrum breaks down end-of-life tires into their individual components in industrial furnaces using a special pyrolysis process. This allows valuable raw materials to be extracted and recycled. This RCB holds great value, as industrial carbon black is an important resource used as a filler in tire production and in the manufacture of other industrial rubber products. The targeted use of carbon black in rubber compounds increases the stability, strength, and durability of tires. Sustainability is becoming increasingly important in the specialty tire segment. Our super elastic solid tires combine low rolling resistance, long service life, and a comparatively high proportion of sustainable materials, says Matthias Stefan Müller, product manager for material handling tires in Continental's specialty tires business area. A solid start. By 2050, Continental aims to use 100% sustainable materials in its tire products, and solid tires like Continental's South Carolina 20 Plus already contain around 60% renewable and recycled materials thanks to their high natural rubber content. Solid tires have a high load capacity and are extremely stable, puncture-proof, maintenance-free, and highly economical. They are mainly used in material handling by forklift trucks, airport vehicles, heavy transport vehicles, side loaders, platform trucks, and other industrial vehicles. Most forklift trucks in Intralogistics are already powered electrically. The range and charging times of the batteries employed are therefore important. Tires with a low rolling resistance can help to keep the energy consumption of electric forklifts low and thus contribute to improved vehicle range. Our customers want to make their operating processes even more environmentally friendly, resource-saving, and efficient. Forklift trucks, for example, are required to do more work in the shortest possible time. This means moving heavier loads and traveling further distances at higher speeds. This is where Continental comes in with its customized tire solutions, Müller explains. Going the extra mile. Continental isn't the only manufacturer delivering tires that run the extra mile. Closer to home, Goodyear's K-Max S Endurance has proven itself as a superior steer tire. These rubber rollers were fitted onto the steer position of leading dry bulk transportation specialist All Bulk's regional haulage fleet, and delivered some astounding numbers over 14 months of use in South Africa and other African countries. The Goodyear K-Max S Endurance tires were fitted onto the steer position of our fleet of Scania R500s. These tires have done over 240,000 kilometers and enabled us to achieve higher efficiency per kilometer and lower downtime. We are satisfied with their performance, says Louis Slabbert, All Bulk's transport manager. Goodyear's K-Max S Endurance is manufactured with a specific compound mix that uses ingredients and a molecular structure designed to minimize wear and resistance. With key tire technology innovations that combine chipping, chunking resistance and robustness with high mileage capability and even wear, the K-Max S Endurance is the perfect steer tire for regional hauling applications, explains Brandon Mayer, Goodyear South Africa's Director of Commercial Business. In addition to the tires, Goodyear also upskilled the All Bulk team with fitter and driver training. Tantalizing tire training. The South African Tire Manufacturers Conference, SATMC, is also benefiting from training within the tire sphere. As the official industry body and trade association of the local tire manufacturers Bridgestone, Continental, Goodyear, and Sumitomo, the SATMC has teamed up with the Road Accident Fund, RAF, to ramp up tire safety education and enforcement across South Africa. Data from the Road Traffic Management Corporation's, RTMC's, State of Road Safety Report For the period January to December 2021 shows that 41% of crashes occurred due to pre-crash tire bursts, while a further 15% of crashes were caused by smooth tires. Meanwhile, South Africa's National Road Safety Strategy 2016 to 2030 notes that both burst and smooth tires are a major issue, suggesting that tires not being replaced or maintained regularly enough to maintain required roadworthiness standards. It continues, "To address this and other issues, greater emphasis needs to be placed on law enforcement interventions aimed at ensuring that vehicles are roadworthy. The partnership between the SATMC and RAF aims to address this by upskilling traffic and road safety officers and educating commuters on various aspects of tire safety. Being the sole point of contact between a vehicle and the road, tires play a crucial role in vehicle performance, handling, and safety on the roads. As the SATMC and RAF, we know that equipping law enforcement and road users with the knowledge of proper tire safety is an essential step in our ongoing battle against road accidents in South Africa," says Induduzo Chala, the SATMC's managing executive. The RAF conducts countrywide workshops, educational programs, and marketing campaigns to promote safe walking, driving, cycling, and passenger habits, as well as to empower the enforcement of road rules. In this regard, we have partnered with experts in tire usage such as the SATMC in order to continue the fight against road crash injuries and fatalities by increasing awareness and shifting the mindsets of all road users, says RAF Road Safety Senior Manager, Sifamandla Gumbi. The SATMC and RAF Tire Safety Program will include two-day training sessions for traffic and road safety officers covering topics such as the importance of tire safety, how to identify safe tires, including tire construction, markings, fitment, and tread depth standards, how to maintain tires properly, and the dangers of illegal and unsafe second-hand tires. There will be a series of educational roadshows and on-road educational roadblocks in all 9 South African provinces. To maximize impact, special emphasis will be placed on major transport hubs like KwaZulu-Natal, the Western Cape, and Gauteng. A total of 12 sessions will be conducted until March 2024. According to the SATMC, the illicit trade of tires into South Africa, coupled with the country's unregulated second-hand tire industry, is posing a serious threat to the safety of South African consumers. South Africa has seen an influx of poor quality, non-regulated tires and dangerous second-hand tires, contributing to road accidents and safety concerns. A study conducted by the SATMC found that 63% of second-hand tires sold on the roadside were, in fact, illegal waste tires, Chala elaborates. This partnership with the RAF aims to counter these challenges by equipping traffic officers with the necessary knowledge to identify unsafe tires and enforce regulations effectively, while providing motorists with useful information to uphold tire safety themselves. While the wheel has never had to be reinvented, the tire industry is clearly doing its part to evolve its products and promote sustainability, durability, and safety.